This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Live Fire on the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with a man who has been trying to warn about the problem we have in America with the enemy within for quite some time, and it's amazing how resilient our establishment has been to coming to grips with the fact that there are lots of people who hate America who are in places where they've been able to do real damage. And probably not surprisingly to listeners of this program is the fact that the Obama administration was populated with these kinds of folks. And there are members of the Congress as well that are hard, hard left and belong to groups that can really only be described as either Communist Party or very strongly influenced by Communist Party. A man who has been paying attention to this and crying an alarm for quite some time, in fact, even before President Obama was elected in 08, a New Zealand voice of reason, Trevor Loudon, had been warning America that Barack Obama was not just your daddy's Democrat, but a hard left guy with all kinds of very troubling connections. We saw that work out over the 8 years of his presidency, and we're not rid of these kinds of folks yet, and so the enemy within is still within. There's still an enemy. Trevor Loudon's book on the subject is The Enemy Within, also a DVD by the same topic, and this gives a conservative like yours truly the kind of information that is needed to point out that our job is not done, and the idea that Donald Trump is somehow off base when he warns about some of the things that he's been talking about. Well, I think we can, after you've heard this discussion today with Trevor Loudon, you'll realize that the enemy is still within. Trevor, thank you for coming all the way from New Zealand to warn us Yanks that we better pay attention to what's been going on in our own backyard.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. It's an honor to be here. And we do owe you a little bit for what for saving us in World War II. We'll never forget that one. So it's returning this favor.
Well, you've certainly been returning it, and we appreciate that very, very much. One of the
Thank
things
you.
That just recently got the media in a big uproar was Donald Trump making the statement that his Trump Tower, his New York office, as it were, had been surveilled, and I'll use the probably the more accurate word. I think he might have said wired, but the fact is people that didn't have authority to listen to what he was saying and people around him were doing it. And whether they used a wiretap or whether they used other surveillance equipment is not really the point. The fact is they did it, and the media is so in the tank for Barack Obama that even though he's no longer president, they couldn't let that one lie. And when Trump said that he'd been listened in on, they went bananas. This is something that you've been trying to point out for a long time, Trevor Loudon.
Well, yeah, you know, if you look at world history, every time you've had a Marxist leader, they have used the powers of their state to surveil the people, suppress the people, and they've had no qualms about the legalities of it. So why would it be a surprise that a Marxist like Barack Obama, and there's absolutely no doubt of it, Marxist leaning, would do the same thing in his position? the big shock would have been if he hadn't done it.
Right. Why didn't that animal behave the way it's supposed to? I think you're quite right.
Exactly. That's just, look, the media covers for Obama all the time, but any serious student of Obama knows that he's a Marxist. He follows the same playbook that Fidel Castro or Gaddafi or anyone else of that ilk would have played. They will use the state to suppress their enemies. That is the game that Marxist-Leninists play.
And the hypocrisy of this is extraordinary. When Watergate occurred and Richard Nixon had operatives that were caught physically breaking into Democrat headquarters, not far from the White House, well, that ultimately brought down his presidency. When Barack Obama does the same thing, now he's already out of office before Trump makes the accusation, but the accusation was something that the media all of a sudden goes into defense mode to, no, that never happened, when they themselves here and there had even been talking about this kind of surveillance by the Obama machine. But now that the Obamanoids, the Obama operatives that are still, many of them still in the federal government, has been called out, they're just not going to let this one lie. And it's extraordinary that Watergate, the media was in fine form, made sure that power was not abused. But when it's somebody to their political liking, they can't defend them enough. It's just rich.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know, if you look back in the 70s, even at that point, you know, you had the Democrats attacking Nixon. But they were doing, some of them were doing it for partisan reasons. Others were doing it because they were genuinely outraged at the violations that Nixon did. But now you have a Democratic Party that is completely controlled by the left. You know, there's hardly a moderate Democrat left standing. So they are completely partisan. They have no honor. They have no sense of decency, no love of the Constitution. And they're backed up by news media that's exactly the same way. You know, Donald Trump is really up against it, you know. I heard a Tea Party lady say the other night, she said, well, we've got Donald Trump now, we don't need a Tea Party anymore. Well, look, he is being under attack from the Democrats, the news media, from Hollywood, from a lot of the Islamic community, from the radical left, and through large chunks of his own party. He needs their help more than ever.
That's exactly right. This war is far from over. We want a skirmish, and the way I like to look at it, we got ourselves a 4-year reprieve at best.
Yep.
And
2 years really until the midterm elections. But
in a major way, you're right.
A reprieve is exactly the word we must use. And if we don't use that wisely, we are back square one.
And, of course, Donald Trump, even though he has a Republican majority that supposedly he can work with, as we've seen in recent events in fights over eliminating Obamacare, apparently the Republicans were just kidding the umpteen times they voted to do away with socialized medicine. And when they have a chance to actually do it, they have all kinds of complicated reasons why boobs like you and me just can't quite see the nuances involved. And, well, you just can't go and repeal it. Oh, really? Well, then what was all that jabber for the last 8 years that's exactly what Republicans were going to do if they had a chance? The war is hardly over.
Yeah, well, look, with Obamacare, I think, many of the Republicans genuinely want to repeal it, but the problem is the rhinos want to keep Obamacare light. They believe in this garbage, you know.
Let's return to that point after these comments from some of our sponsors. We're talking with Trevor Loudon. You can find him at trevorloudon.com, that's L-O-U-D-O-N, on the web.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We're talking today with Trevor Loudon. He is an author and a lecturer, hails from New Zealand. I've had the pleasure of listening to him present here in Northern Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located, in our office from which we lobby the Congress. We were talking just as we headed into the break about the rhino problem, the rhino manifestation, outbreak of rhinoism that's increasingly evident in the Republican Party. Now that they have the federal and the federal legislative and executive powers, my take on it, Trevor, is that now that the Democrats have become a, at least for the nonce, a minority party, political divisions are now the important ones are to be seen within the Republican Party, and the battles that used to be Republican versus Democrat are now almost exclusively within the Republican Party. And it's the people who are, and you use the word, the acronym RINO, Republican in name only, that's really the fault line in the Republican Party, and where we're going to see so many of the things we voters thought were going to happen when we gave the Republicans the whole enchilada here in Washington. We're going to find out that these rhinos are so, oh, no, you don't understand. It's much more complicated than that.
Well, yeah, look, and we've got a division now, right, between the Paul Ryan wing of the Republican Party, which is basically a Democrat-like, put it mildly, and the Freedom Caucus wing. And I think Donald Trump needs to come down to the side of the Freedom Caucus, not the Rhino, not the Paul Ryan wing. You know, trying to chase these imaginably moderate Democrat votes is going to be a very futile exercise. You know, there are no moderate Democrats now. You know, the Blue Dog Coalition has 15 members. You know, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is basically the Marxist caucus of the Democratic Party, is nearly 100. So, Donald Trump's got a decision to make here, and I hope he comes down on the side of freedom, not trying to court so-called moderate Democrats.
It's in a recent column that you posted on your site at trevorlouden.com, the author Cliff Kincaid of Accuracy and Media was talking about how the media, one evidence of how they're in the tank, even at Fox News, is they had Bob Woodward of Watergate fame on their program, and they really didn't have any time to ask him about illegal leaks being made to the media by evidently Obama, all still within the administration. That was a disappointing evidence that even Fox News, which touts itself as not the same as CNN and the other broadcast networks, actually the differences are maybe not so much.
Well, I think, you know, since Roger Ailes has departed from Fox News, you know, Fox has always been more representative of the rhino wing of the Republican Party. And I think that's going to be even more evident now. You wouldn't really call Fox News a conservative channel. There's a few conservatives on it, but they have as many liberals on as they do anyone else. So, Fox News has always been better to watch than the others, but the difference is narrowing, and I think they're going to come down in support of the rhino wing here, which is very disappointing.
Very much so. One of the things that they're not really talking much at all is the background of the folks that have been demonstrating against the Trump victory and the ascension of Trump into the White House. There are groups that have been nonprofits, which means a taxpayer benefit right there, some of them getting taxpayer funds, and they're out there helping guide the demonstration, some of them on the violent side, against the Trump administration. And yeah, it's clear to me, I imagine you would agree, the purpose of these demonstrations is to do everything within their power, along with the Democrats in Congress, to delegitimize the Trump administration.
Look, absolutely. And we've just put a little video out a 20-minute video recently called America Under Siege, Civil War 2017. It's America Under Siege, Civil War 2017.
And that's available at trevorlouden.com?
Well, you can see it for free on YouTube. Just Google
okay.
it. You can see it for free. And what we detail is the extensive network going from the Democratic Party to the hard left. Now, the main people behind these Trump demonstrations are not college kids. They're professional, hardcore revolutionaries out of the Workers' World Party, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Communist Party USA, etc. And we detail their links to the Iranian and even to Putin's Russia, which, so Putin, people supporting and interacting with Putin's Russia are leading the anti-Trump demonstration, which is sort of a bit strange when you consider all the media about, Putin's, Trump's ties to the Russians, et cetera, when the Democrats have been in bed with the Russians for the last 40 years.
So yeah, when was it that the Democrats all of a sudden become critics of the Soviets and their successors? Because Putin, let's not forget, let's remind everybody, was a colonel, maybe still is, in the KGB, the secret police.
Okay. And as he said himself, he said in his own words, there is no such thing as a former KGB officer. He's still as much of an anti-American totalitarian as he ever was. And he runs this big KGB super state, and people actively involved in trying to destabilize President Trump are working and have extensive contact with his network. And then you have the people like the Podestas of the world who have extensive business ties to Russia. Moscow has always been trying to influence American politics. They use the unions to, elect Jimmy Carter. They Ted Kennedy was trying to sabotage Reagan's foreign policy in cooperation with the KGB. Now, this is an old, old thing.
And meanwhile, the interest in Trump, kind of a phony connection that they're trying to manufacture of his connections with Russia, with Putin. How many times do we remember hearing anything about how Hillary Clinton got money for her foundation? Millions and tens and millions of dollars, some of them from very anti-woman, anti-homosexual, Middle Eastern interests and countries. We've hardly heard a peep about that. You really have to dig to find things like that. It's just extraordinary. We're going to have to take a break. We're going to be right back with Trevor Louden, trevorlouden.com. His book is Enemies Within, his DVD is Enemies Within, something that I highly recommend so that you can have the information you need to do battle with those that say, oh no, things are all better now. We don't need to fight anymore. We'll be back.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, before we get back with my guest, Trevor Loudon, trevorloudon.com, and author of Enemies Within, now a DVD which just chronicles relentlessly the connections the liberals have with the Communist Party and the hard left. I'd like to just make sure everybody knows that if you are not getting the legislative bulletins from Gun Owners of America, they're free. Just go to gunowners.org. That's the way we let everybody know what's happening here on Capitol Hill in Washington. And frankly, it's the way we were able to defeat gun control following the Sandy Hook massacre, when even the NRA was supporting the extension of gun control, the background check, because so many people sent email that we asked them to send from the Gun Owners of America legislative alert list. We were able to defeat that. So do sign up for that at gunowners.org. It's a freebie, and it's the way we can make things happen here in Washington when hardly anybody may be on our side. Trevor Loudon, you've done a really remarkable job trying to warn the United States about the continuing problems we have. One of the notions is that, now that the Soviet Union no longer exists, we don't have a problem. But there is a problem and I've been trying to make this case, and you certainly see it, and that's kind of encouraging to me that I'm not alone, is that the hard left in this country is very comfortable working with Muslim Brotherhood, Muslim extremist type organizations, of which there are many in the United States. They have a shared goal, at least in the short run, and that is the destruction of Western civilization, particularly the United States. And the media doesn't want to talk about this because that would be kind of uncomfortable for them to have to explain why it is they don't really have much to say about Muslim extremism, Islamic extremism, why most of the danger that we now face from violent radical types, if it's not paid agitators on our campuses, it's Islamic extremists. And they are linked. There's no question about it. The only question is, why doesn't the media want to talk about it?
Well, the media doesn't want to talk about it because the media is in the tank. The media is in the tank for the left, and as the leftists say, there are no enemies on the left. They're all united in their hatred for America and Israel. We say in the movie The Enemies Within, and I hope your listeners will get a copy of this, The Enemies Within, there are at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communist groups or Muslim Brotherhood front group, or both, that they couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus or be a realtor.
And that's not an unsubstantiated assertion. And your enemies within, you lay it out, you name the names, you show how they are connected. And it's kind of disturbing that so many members of Congress, people that are supposedly upstanding members of the political establishment of our country are connected like this to the violent extremism found in Islam.
Yeah. Well, can I give three examples, you know, of the influence these people have? If you look on the Intelligence Committee of the House, you've got Andre Carson of Indiana, who is a Muslim, heavily connected to communist groups, heavily connected to several Muslim Brotherhood groups, yet he is serving on the Intelligence Committee, which oversees all 16 of your intelligence agencies. And then you have Keith Ellison, the rep from Indiana, Minnesota, who has a long history with the Communist Party USA, a long history with Maoist groups out of Minnesota, but also very heavily involved with the Muslim Brotherhood, one Muslim Brotherhood front, the Muslim American Society, even paid for his pilgrimage to Mecca, you know, some years ago, where he met all sorts of dubious characters. And he was the front runner for the chairmanship of the DNC. And then the best one is John Conyers, who is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. And that's the body that oversees the FBI and sets its budget. So John Conyers has got a nearly 50-year history with the Communist Party USA, 40 years with Democratic Socialists of America, 30 years with the Workers' World Party, which supports Iran, North Korea, and Cuba. And he's got extensive Muslim Brotherhood connections as well. And when the Republicans had tried to introduce the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, which would make the Muslim Brotherhood a designated terrorist organization so they could actions could be taken against them, John Conyers is leading the fight in the House to stop that happening. He's covering for the Muslim Brotherhood like he's covered for the Communist Party for more than 50 years. And John Conyers is the man who basically abolished your House Internal Security Committee and has done everything he can to basically kill internal security in America. He's one of the most dangerous people in your Congress. And a perfect example of this red-green alliance, this alliance of radical Islam and neo-communism, which is thick on the ground at your Congress and Senate.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't been that familiar that there had been an act to specifically deal with the problem of radical Islam. Repeat again the name of that bill that Conyers has been obstructing.
Well, it was in the last House, it was House Resolution 3892. It's got a new designation now in the new House. It's the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act. It's been pushed to the Senate by Ted Cruz and by a Florida Ballard a Florida Republican is pushing it in the House. And if that bill can be passed, and I know Donald Trump wants to pass it, that would make the Muslim Brotherhood illegal, and it would enable the FBI and a whole bunch of other people to go after the numerous Muslim Brotherhood fronts operating in your country, like CARE and ISNA and ICNA, the Muslim Student Association, etc. And John Conyers has been fighting it, but if we can get enough patriotic congressmen and senators to sign on to it, that will happen, and that will set back the Muslim Brotherhood 50 years in this country.
That is something that I want to have Gun Owners of America get behind.
Oh, I'm glad we're absolutely, please do, Larry, because that would be the number one internal security thing to help America's internal security that you could do right now. And as you know, your Constitution warns you to guard against enemies of foreign and domestic, and the domestic enemies are running out of hand right now.
Yeah, they haven't really had too many people calling them out. It's I guess it's considered impolite to discuss Islam in terms of the nature of the religion itself. While happily there are many Muslims that are not violence prone, the fact is, if you read the Quran, you realize that the founder of Islam was a very bloodthirsty man who even developed a theological protection for lying, had a protection for his lack of sexual control, a pretty really despicable sort of guy. And it's politically incorrect to call out the founder of Islam for the kind of guy that he was. We're going to have another segment coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to be back with Trevor Loudon. You can find him on the web at trevorloudon.com, LOUDON. And he's got a DVD that will give you a lot more detail than what we're discussing now, called Enemies Within. You can find it at that site.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Trevor Loudon. You can find him on the web at trevorloudon.com, and Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N. He hails from New Zealand, and happily, he has decided that if his own country is going to remain secure, he needs to have the main bulwark of freedom continue a course that is not self-defeating, which is what some of our Republican politicians and most of our Democrat politicians would have. They would dismantle the United States military. They've already, under the Obama administration, removed anything to do with Islam from FBI training materials. So we've got increasingly a generation of new agents who really don't have a good picture of what it is they're supposed to be looking for as they work to protect the nation's security from enemies foreign and domestic. We've got our hands full, and one of the ways that we can hopefully fight back is something that you had on your blog at trevorloudon.com. The end of taxpayer funding of public broadcasting would be a very welcome development, as if the left needs taxpayer funding for left-wing media when the media is already in the tank for left-wing because they are the left-wing.
They always have been. You know, 80% of American journalists identify as liberal. You know, the journalism colleges are full of master's textbooks and advocacy journalism, but can I come back a little bit, Larry, to the point you made about Islam?
Yes, sir.
Before, so I think it's very important that people need to realize the real big game of the Muslim Brotherhood is not ISIS in Iraq. The real Islamic threat is not ISIS in Iraq or terrorist incidents, as bad as they are. The real threat is the Muslim Brotherhood, how it operates openly in the United States through its front group. Because they have influence on congressmen, they have influence on the FBI, the State Department, the Education Department, and the Justice Department.
And this is, by the way, let me just jump in. This is a bipartisan problem. The Council for American Islamic Relations is one of the major faces of radical Islam portraying itself as moderate here in the United States. And years ago when I was up on the Hill then, as I am now, I would walk by a building that was four blocks from the Capitol, two blocks from the office buildings on the House of Representatives side, Council for American Islamic Relations. They are a presence up on the Hill, and I wonder how many taxpayers and people just trying to get along, working for a living, have representation up on Capitol Hill. But they're there as if they were just one of the groups, one of the boys.
Well, they are. They're extremely influential. But here's a point I'd like to make, and you tell me if I'm off beam here. Now, when I came to America, I had to swear a declaration that I'd never been involved in any communist or Nazi group that sought to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. Because, you know, you don't want totalitarians in your country.
Gee, I wish we could have our politicians take that.
Yeah, well, I do too. I think they should all be checked out. But if you're a Muslim who believes in Sharia law, implementing Sharia law. Now, Sharia is a totalitarian political system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in Sharia law, you are basically advocating the overthrow of the U.S. Constitution. So if a Nazi can't come here and a communist can't come here, why should an advocate of Sharia law be allowed to enter this country?
That is, I think, a very significant question, and yet we have them even with tentacles within the Republican Party. President Bush, the second Bush, had many of these folks in his administration, either as actual CARE members or certainly connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's only gotten worse under Barack Obama. We can hope that President Trump is going to clean house with that. But as we're finding out, when you clean house here in Washington, it doesn't happen overnight.
Well, there's a lot of entrenched interest, and people really don't understand how deep the deep state is. And the Muslim Brotherhood is actually part of that deep state. But you brought up a little point, Larry. You'd love to have the congressman checked out. Well, you know, most Americans understand to get a government job in America, you need an FBI background check. You need a security clearance. Even to drive a school bus. Even to be a realtor, you need one. But if you get elected to Congress and you serve on the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee or even the Intelligence Committee, you need nothing. There is no background check whatsoever. Now, do you think your enemies are aware of that loophole? Maybe try and exploit it against you?
The only people that are probably not that aware of it are the voters, most of whom don't get this kind of information, are not told just what a double standard we have here in Washington. A Boy Scout leader, rightly, I think, is held to a higher standard than members of Congress.
Oh, look, exactly. Look, don't you think it would be reasonable for someone who serves on the Intelligence Committee, overseeing all 16 of your intelligence agencies, to be vetted to at least the standard of a realtor? Don't you think that would be, you know, would be the American public would accept that? Look, you imagine if they passed the law saying anybody who wanted to serve in Congress on a committee had to be vetted by the FBI, and that result had to be made public. I would say that at least 100 Democrats would have to stand down straight away from the Congress, probably another 20 or 30 Republicans, and similar proportions in the Senate. Now, that would have a huge cleansing effect because there are no background checks, and your enemies and the Iranian lobby and the Saudi lobby and the Chinese lobby and the Cuban lobby, the Russian lobby are taking full advantage of that.
It's been something that's been a blind spot for both parties, and I think it's something that Gun Owners of America is in a position to draw attention to. And we intend to make this increasingly an issue because, let's face it, one of the things that Islamic governments do is to take guns away from the people. So this is very much a gun issue, as well as many other things that we've been talking about. Let me just circle back to sometimes how blood-curdling leading Democrats can be when they say things, and almost no pushback from the media. One of the things that you've got on your blog at trevorlowden.com is a piece that a former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she was the last Attorney General before Trump won, alluding to blood and death on the streets because, according to her, rights are being rolled back. Maybe the rights that are being rolled back are her paychecks coming from the government.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, she could get away with a statement like that, which was basically a dog whistle to her base that you got to get violent. The violence is okay because these guys are going to take your rights away, so you are entitled, you're obligated to get violent. You know, you've got tradition, you've got laws against that kind of thing. Now, if a Republican had said the same thing under Obama, you never would have heard the end of it. They would have been criticized and castigated, and they would try to drive them out of Congress. But no, the former, you know, Loretta Lynch said this, and nothing happened. Because it's a huge double standard in the media in your country.
And as I'm fond of quoting Chris Plant, a local talk show host here in Washington who's now happily syndicated, without double standards, the liberals wouldn't have any standards at all.
That's right. You know? Well, we've got to understand, you know, they're operating on a different moral system than we are. We believe in telling the truth and letting people decide. They believe in selecting the facts to fit the narrative that is going to win power for the left.
That's what it's all about.
That's a completely different standard.
Well, Trevor, as always, we're running out of time when the conversation is good. Thank you so much. Appreciate your work. Folks, get a copy of Enemies Within. Trevor Lowden has done a DVD which lays out a lot more detail what we've just been talking about. Go to trevorlowden.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.